Welcome back to Hyperbaric Living Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Masha, and today I have with me Shannon Kennitz, Executive Director of IHA. IHA stands for International Hyperbaric Association. And most of people that I know in hyperbaric community know of Shannon Kennitz. She's been doing hyperbarics for 20 years. And she's been with IHA for the longest time ever. This year, we are waiting for the 14th IHA conference to happen in June in Florida. And this is what we're going to discuss today. Welcome to the show, Shannon.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
I always like talking to hyperbarics, life, anything. Just amazing human being, apart from hyperbarics and everything else. Welcome to the show, Shannon. So let's dive in. Let's talk about the next IHA conference. It's happening in June, right?
Yes. Florida. Yep, it's happening in June, June 14th through the 17th in Hollywood, Florida, which is basically Fort Lauderdale, very close to Miami. And I am super excited about this year's conference because we have such new, amazing speakers and topics, and hyperbarics has really kind of finally gotten its notoriety, and it's out there and people are learning about it and people are interested in it. And, you know, more and more clinicians are using it and more patients, you know, are getting healed from it. So we're really excited about our amazing lineup of faculty, topics, and our partners, our exhibitor partners. We have an amazing group of about 30 products that we feel are the top products in the country that complement hyperbarics and help hyperbarics work even more than it does. So we're really super excited about this year's conference.
And is this conference open to public?
Yes, the conference open to anybody. We do have CME, so we gear it towards physicians as well and health practitioners and so forth. So, you know, if you're like a, you know, DO, MD, ND, PharmD, you know, nurses. So we have a lot of educational credits that they can get for their careers, but it's also just open to just a person that was wanting to learn about hyperbarics, maybe for themselves or their loved one. And then a lot of clinic owners will come because it's an amazing community. And it's like the networking that we have on site is one that I have not seen. I mean, obviously I'm a little biased, but the feedback that we get from people are like, we love your conference because we leave there that and knowing so many more like-minded people, and you build that network, right? Because when you're out there and you're doing your thing and you're doing hyperbarics, you're thinking about adding it to the clinic, you know, the best person and resources you can have is somebody that has done this before you, you know, so that you can figure out all those kinks, right? And so it's been an amazing community, and it just keeps getting stronger and stronger and larger and larger. And it's just really neat to see people that have come to every single conference just embracing the brand new people that are coming to the conference and, you know, that have this passion, you know, about this amazing therapy. So that's my favorite part of the conference is the community building.
I totally agree. But I also appreciate learning so much.
Absolutely. So we try to categorize it so that the days flow very well. So like our conference kicks off on Wednesday, and we're working, you know, we join forces with the International Board of Undersea Medicine, IBOM. So Wednesday morning, we start our Safety Director 2 course, and that will go from 8 until like 4 o'clock. And then our main conference kicks off with some amazing keynote speakers talking about the brain and functional medicine in the brain. Also talking just about positive energy and like what that does for you and how that brings you to the forefront of your life so you can be able to do different things. Then on Thursday, the first day of the full main conference, we'll kick off with our keynote speakers. And then we have breakout sessions. So if you're interested in like adults, you know, different type of adult indications with hyperbarics, you may take that track, or we have a pediatric, you know, talk. And one thing that's really nice about it is that you're not, if you attend in person, you're not going to miss anything, because we give you, even if you don't go to that track, you get that video and you get that information and that PowerPoint, because we have so many great speakers, we've had to break off. This is only my second year doing it with breakout speakers, but we've just have too many topics that we need to discuss. So we have to do that. So we have Dr. Maroon, who is legendary. He's a neurosurgeon, one of the top 2 in the world and what he does. He was just honored recently. He is the neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers and WWE, I believe. He is an amazing advocate for hyperbaric therapy in pro athletes, which is very nice because of the concussion rate and people learning more and more about it at a younger age. We have Dr. Pierre Manoir from Canada, who was in, he was instrumental, if not the person, that showed that 1.3 ambient air was actually hyperbaric therapy in the study that he did in Canada for the government. And it showed that these children with cerebral palsy were getting better. He's going to be coming and talking about the landscape of hyperbarics with cerebral palsy and like where, you know, how far they've come and what they're doing in hyperbarics in Canada, which is really spread all over into the world, really what he has done. And then we have Dr. Parsley, who is going to be talking about sleep, you know, and how hyperbarics is, you know, affects your sleep and how important sleep is just in every aspect of your health, mental health and physical health. And so we just, it kind of goes where you come into the room together for the keynotes. And then we have some featured speakers where everybody's in the same room. And then you can pick which room you want to go into. And then all of our lunches and meals we provide for our attendees. And so that's all in our exhibit hall, which is very nice because we really want people to experience the things that we're talking about. They can come and they can try a hyperbaric chamber. They can test out the different products that are, you know, like light therapy that helps, saunas that help. You know, there's all these other therapies. Hyperbarics just isn't the only thing. If you add certain things to hyperbarics, it will work so much better. And so we're really super excited about our partners because those are handpicked. We have a wait list for people wanting to exhibit at our conference. But we're just very, very picky about who we bring into our community because we want to make sure that those products actually make a difference with hyperbarics. So, and we have like 2 full days of that. And then we end with our amazing gala, which is an amazing networking opportunity. Everybody comes together. It's just a lot of fun and, you know, time for people to relax, you know, and that's like really where people are like, they're leaving the next day and they get over the numbers of everybody that they've met, you know, and then we also, you know, we also obviously have our membership program. So you can be a member of the IHA, but you don't have to be a member in order to come to our conference. But we end our conference on that Saturday with our members brunch, which is really going to be fantastic this year. It is, this is our third year doing it. We've had a lot of positive feedback. This year, I'll be having a couple of my celebrity friends popping in on screens and talking to people, but we're going to do a whole thing on social media. So we have a social media expert coming in to teach the members how to use those platforms and to the best of their ability so that they can, you know, generate more people to their sites. Because a lot of times people don't, I, you know me, I'm not a socially, you know, social media savvy, I should say. Like I have people help me set this meeting up today.
Maybe you're not necessarily a very technically savvy person, but you have exceptional organizational skills. Because what you've just described, you're really packing like a week event into 3 days with people having so many different options. And honestly, even though I'm speaking at the conference, I almost feel like I need to call and I need to grab my ticket, you know, because it sounds so good. And really with hyperbarics, I think the problem that we have in hyperbarics industry is that, first of all, there are quite a few people now doing hyperbarics, but they're not united into one community. So everybody's doing sort of their own thing, type of thing. And we don't socialize together. We don't share ideas. You know, we actually lack that, right?
Right.
And apart from that, the educational part I think is amazing because all these topics, these are all off-label indications that you're talking about: sleep, women's health, gut health, hormones, whatever else is going to be there, right? And we're learning every day that there are new ones.
Yes.
And you might have not heard about it. So this is the place to go and really hear about this new indications, especially for clinic owners or physicians, because you can apply it right away, right?
You have absolutely. Your patient. You'll have protocols when you leave. And that's what's really nice is that the one thing that's really nice about my faculty, and you're part of our faculty, and I appreciate that, is that our faculty, they stay for the whole conference and they're approachable. Like, it's not like sometimes when you go to conferences and you have like a name up there and they come down and they maybe take a few questions. Our faculty sit in on lectures. They're there to talk to people. They come to all the networking events. They are truly passionate about what they do and they're passionate about hyperbarics and they want to share their knowledge. And a lot of times we don't get that when we go to other conferences. And so that's what people, when they write in to say what they love most about our conference is that, you know, they go there and maybe they're only coming to the IHA because they want to see two speakers, but they know that those two speakers that they've never heard before, they're going to be able to have one-to-one time with them because they're going to see them in the hallway. They're, you know, that's part of, you know, my team, right? Like, so when, you know, I don't pay any speakers, it doesn't matter how big your name is. You are, you know, this, we're a nonprofit. So, you know, these people that are coming here and these to speak, they're truly giving their time because they believe in a cause. And then that replicates through the whole conference. So it's really nice to be able to be like, oh, you know, there's Dr. Saunders or there's Dr. Masha or, you know, Dr. Maroon, and they're sitting over there. You never feel like you can't go up and ask them a question. And that's what I love about my team is that, you know, they understand my passion and they understand what I'm trying to accomplish. And they believe not only in me, but they believe in the movement and the community, which only strengthens us and makes us grow. So,
and I think,
but yeah, we have,
yeah, I think that's how we learn. We actually learn by sharing information.
Absolutely. That's the only way you're going to learn. Yeah.
You could be the best scientist or researcher, but if you're doing it all by yourself, you're very limited.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. And what about exhibitors? You've mentioned 35 exhibitors. Who are
yes.
they? Can you give us
so we have,
maybe
yeah,
some ideas?
Absolutely, I can give you some. So we have BrainTap is going to be there. We have Brain Masters. So we have like neurofeedback. We have different hyperbaric chamber manufacturers. We have Hopewell Pharmacy. We have HBOT USA that does the training with IBOM. So they'll be displaying all the different trainings. We have different, this new to us this year is an oxygen company. So it gives you different choices of oxygen delivery to your chamber. So whether you have a softball chamber or whether you have a steel chamber and you're using different deliveries of oxygen for your chamber, we have a couple of those this year, which is it's just going to be really amazing. We have sauna, you know, there we have zero gravity chairs. We have, you know, again, lab testing. So a lot of the physicians that want to do different lab testing, we have some telomere companies that are there. So we're really super excited about, you know, we have Prism Light Pod. So we're really super excited. Cyrix is one of our sponsors. They have great laboratory testing. And we really have a focus on women's health. Something mm-hmm. I didn't mention earlier, but Dr. Mindy Peltz will be there. She will be signing her book for Fast Like a Girl. Her that just came out this year, and you're talking on women's health, and you know we really have that initiative right now with the IHA with you know Women of the Heart and so forth, and we really want to make sure that we give you know a lot of focus on that because it's really really important right now that women are taking care of themselves because you know women are pretty much superheroes. We're pretty much doing, you know, everything from our jobs to our family to our parents, you know, our extended family as just natural born caregivers, right? So we want to make sure that we're taking care of those naturally born caregivers so that they can continue to do and be the best that they can be for their families.
Absolutely. And this it, actually, that's the issue that came up with pandemics, because why it's mostly women who get long COVID. Mm-hmm. Why women had such a hard time. And they did all the studies and it turned out because first of all, women tend to take care of the household, their work. They also take on all this emotional burden from people yes. around them. So we need to provide women. I mean, we're also women. We need to provide women, other women and ourselves
yes.
with, you know, with tools that can
absolutely.
Help. And hyperbarics definitely is one of those tools. But to learn more, you have to go to the conference.
Yes,
IHA
absolutely.
Conference is held once a year, right?
Yes, yes. So our main conference is held once a year. We really were looking at branching out internationally before COVID happened. You know, obviously we still have our dream of coming to Spain. And so we're just, you know, right now our annual conference is once a year. So
yeah,
always
so.
In June.
So if you want to learn about hyperbarics, this is the time, because if not now, you'd have to wait another year.
Till next,
for, yes. Yeah, till next June or July or whenever that is going to happen. And especially if you want to learn about topics related to women's health. And where's women's health? It's actually the health of the whole family. Because, you know, women take care of the whole family. Mm-hmm. It happens. So when I studied at naturopathic school, they taught us, they said, okay, your patients are going to be mostly women. And this is what's going to happen. They're going to come to you and hopefully they're going to get better. And when they get better, they will bring their children, they will bring their husbands and their parents and everybody else. So it is a woman who takes care of everybody else.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's amazing once you get on that journey, right? Once the women can get to where they need to be and they find the right practitioner to help them, you know, as you've watched me on my social media, I'm going through that myself. I mean, and I've been in the health space for 20 years, but at the same time, wasn't really taking care of my own health. And so often we do that. Like I'm out here and I'm promoting health and I'm telling people they should, you know, really come to these conferences and really watch what you're, you know, in taking into your body, not just physically, but mentally, right? And yet here I was struggling with some things, my hormones and different things going on. And it's been so much fun, you know, to actually use the products that I talk about, like on a daily basis. From my sauna to my cold plunge to my hyperbaric chamber, just, you know, taking the supplements that I need to take to stay healthy. And so it's been like so much fun to like be a part of that. And I always thought that I was a part of it, but when I actually started to physically do those things, I was like, now I get it, you know, 20 years later, but you know, hey, it's okay. You know, so it's really been an amazing like 6 or 7 months right now. So I can't wait for June to share that and to tell people that it is never too late.
And I love how you mentioned that on the first day of the conference, there's going to be a talk on positive energy and how it affects your health.
Yeah. Right? He's an amazing motivational speaker and I can, you know, and he's going to really, you know, lift us up. There's going to be loud music. There's going to be a lot. It's just going to be, I'm super, super excited for it. You know, we're in our last, like, you know, 60 days. So we're like, as a team, you know, we're obviously busy 24/7, but we're all super, super excited and proud of the lineup that we have this year and the impact that we're going to make on people.
In the previous years, conference was also available online because we have listeners from Australia, New Zealand, England, Northern Europe and Europe and Asia and some other places. Yeah, maybe these people cannot travel to US at this particular point of time, but they still want to listen to all these speakers. Is it possible to do this year too?
Yep. You can do it online. You just go to our website, you know, IHAUSA.org, and we have a whole virtual platform. Before COVID, we didn't do online, and we appreciate and understand that some people can't. We're super excited. We actually have had a couple people from Australia register for in-person. We've had somebody from Israel register for in-person. So we're excited to see that some people that are able to make it internationally can make it, because again, we love that they would get connected and actually get to physically sit down with our team. But for those of you who can't, we totally understand. We still want you to be a part of the community. You'll still feel a part of the community and get all, you know, access to everything that somebody in person would get, except for that human contact, you know, face to face.
Wow, excellent. And if a person only wants to attend like a 1 day out of 3 days because they're looking at specific talks, for example, they're only interested in traumatic brain injury and nothing else, can they do that?
So unfortunately, we don't have that option. So they would have to register for the whole conference. We tried doing that in the past and it got too messy on the registration sides of things. And of course, if there's somebody out there that, you know, really wants to hear one talk that cannot afford the conference, you know how I am. Like, just email me and, you know, I'll get you in touch with that person. I never want somebody not to have the information, you know, and so forth. But we really, really strive to make sure that people are all well-rounded in everything. And so if you are interested in one topic, you really should listen to all of them because they actually all kind of come together, right? And so forth. And so they can just reach out to me privately and I can see what I can do.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that.
Of course.
And I can go on and on and on about how important it is to hear about hyperbaric therapy from different people, because each of us practitioners have their own journey as a practitioner, and we learned certain things along the way. And when you listen to different people, you sort of get your own understanding of how it works and how it might work for you, because you might hear something that will trigger the whole train of thought. And you'll be like, bingo, this is what I need. I need to do, I don't know, high pressure hyperbarics, because I haven't tried that. And maybe that would be a solution. So I need to start looking for a clinic. And where do I find the clinic? I ask IHA, because you have a list of clinics. No, but really.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So if you're looking for a clinic, you can contact us and we'll put you in touch with one of our book writer members. And if you are listening and you are from, you know, you want to attend, whether, you know, in person or virtually, you can use HBOT100. It's a code, just HBOT100, and it'll give you $100 off the conference. So you can give that to your listeners.
Sure. The code will be in the podcast description. And I also leave all the website addresses for IHA, your Instagram account and everything else. So if somebody wants to find it, we'll make sure that they do find you.
Absolutely.
You can still register. It's in June. It's for, I'm just going to summarize everything. It's for everybody. People who are interested in hyperbaric therapy, in hyperbaric medicine, and therapies that go together with hyperbarics, right? Because it's it's an integrative therapy. People who'd like to be part of the community, who like to learn and have fun, because all this gala dinners and everything else, they're a lot of fun, and who'd like to learn more about functional medicine.
Yes, it's a great conference. So if you can come in, whether you're in person or you tune in, it's in your interest in hyperbarics, this is a conference that you do not want to miss.
Absolutely. Sure. I'll be there. I can't wait to see all of you there. And
I know, it's been too long.
Yeah. Again, all the information is in the podcast description. Shannon, thank you for coming to the show and sharing all this information with us. It's a show of the year. So think about it.
Thank you.